woke up this morning next to an angel. Saw him lift his hand up high. He said, "Thank you, God, for giving me another day to live this life." He whispered to me, "Good morning," quietly sang a happy tune. And then he softly held me in the early morning light of his room. Good morning to anyone who's lonely. Good morning to everyone who's crying. Good morning to anybody who's lost someone they love. It's a new sunrise. It's another day, another time, another chance to change your life and walk along the stairway to the sun. Another door open wide, another chance to look inside. See the dreams that live inside of you, where dreams come true. Yes, the angel, he reminds me to be thankful and to pray that there's beauty in each moment. And each day's a brand new day. He says, look forward to tomorrow.
Hi, this is Team CST, Connecting Spirit Together, and I'm your host, Mercedes Lucky. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Also, be sure to have your pen and paper ready, because we do give out telephone numbers periodically, because we have worldwide numbers and USA only numbers. And also, my incredible guest tonight, his name is Jim Hecker, will be giving out some information to you, his phone number and his email. Let me tell you a little bit about Jim Hecker. He just came in from Palm Springs, and he is kind of taking a little break, hiatus, but also working here in Tucson where I'm located. Now, Jim has been, he is actually in the top 100 psychics in America. It's a book. And you can find him in there. And he has also been honored by Time Magazine as having him do predictions for Time Magazine. And not only that, but he has done radio and television shows for 25 years, and he uses his psychic abilities as a counseling tool. I have been fortunate, if you look at the website, you will definitely see that I was a co-host with Jimmy, was an honor to be a co-host with Jimmy on his show on Jolt Radio. And I'm going to let him tell you some more about that, too. But he kind of helped me get my start back in radio again. And here he is, the most incredible psychic, Jimmy Hecker.
Hi, Mercedes. Wow, what a build-up. Thank you very much. How are you?
You're very welcome.
Yes, it's an interesting life. It's nothing I plan to do. I grew up in Chicago, and I have a large family, 8 brothers and sisters. A lot of them are in the medical field. But when I was a small boy in the 1960s, my grandmother, who came from the Ukraine, had some very extraordinary psychic abilities. And she recognized that in me. My father did well in business, and he had a little cottage out in Indiana, about 100 miles from where I grew up in Chicago. You just cross over the state line into Indiana, not far from Notre Dame High School, college. And I only knew her for 7 years, but every summer I spent there, she pulled out her cards and taught me how to read symbolic representation, how to use my faith, and how to peer into people's lives, past, present, and future. And I've been doing it ever since.
And, Jimmy, I just want to share with the audience that you have given me very many personal readings, and I must say that they have all been right on, and most of the time now I look back, I wish I would have listened to you more because you warned me about many things and I didn't listen. So I just want to tell the audience that Jim Hecker is the true thing here, and I want you to get your pen and paper out because we are going to give out the toll-free number, 888-815-9756, and that's worldwide. And if you want to do toll-free with USA only, it's 877-876-5227. One more time, 877-876-5227. And please give us a call because, Jimmy, what do you need for them? Last week we needed birth dates and et cetera. We had a wonderful amount of callers, so I'm hoping some of them will call back.
Oh, I'm sure it's great. The way I work, I'm going to use the tarot tonight, which some people call tarot cards or tarot cards, a very misunderstood medium, and it's almost as complex as learning a foreign language. Some people read cards. I feel them. I've always known, ever since the deck was put into my hand, what they meant. And, of course, I did arduous research and study and read hundreds of books. But I found out after all that research, the true gift came from within, and there really is no book you can write other than yourself for what you're doing. So what I'm going to do, what's interesting about my work, I am a psychic counselor, okay? Now, some people say psychic, the average stereotype is some guy walking around, and he's got a half crescent moon on his hat, and he's got a beard, and it's all stereotyping. What I do is soul nudge. Just like when I gave you a personal reading, Mercedes, I was looking at the future. A lot of times, people do not want to hear certain things that a psychic counselor says because they don't want to accept it. They don't want it that way.
Right.
And the interesting thing about it, Mercedes, is that even if you try to avoid it or push it away, you're actually going to create it. And
right.
I am a soul nudger. I want you to think, why is your life the way it is? Why is your marriage the way it is? How come you are not succeeding in your career? Why are you depressed? Those are the things I'm interested in because through a little illumination and encouragement and, of course, hope, people can figure out their lives to the best of their abilities. And the psychic counselor is nothing more but another aid towards getting there. So it's not really for everyone. Some people see psychotherapists. Some people see psychiatrists. Some people take drugs to alter whatever's going on. Are they manic depressive or are they bipolar or whatever the case may be? And I use my spiritual awareness. Very important what my grandmother taught me. She said what I could tell people could help them greatly or how I applied it could harm them. I never want to harm people, of course, because it would come back on me. But I want to help you see your life. I need your hair color and eye color. And since we're on limited time tonight, I'm not doing a one-hour session per person. Give me a direct question about anything you want to know about your health, your relationship, things of that nature. And that way I can talk to as many callers as you have.
Okay, so we need hair color, eye color, and a direct question.
Right. If they want to give me their birth sign, I am not an astrologer, but I have a lot of friends in metaphysics. And
you're really intuitive to all that.
Right,
and
right. There are times when I'm doing a reading, I will look at the symbols, and they will come out as the symbols of the zodiac. Okay.
Well,
and
I will give the number again. We're going to go toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. Toll-free USA, 877-876-5227. And just let me tell you that when Jimmy and I did the show together, the phone lines rang off the wall. This man has such a good reputation, and he's an honest-to-goodness, good-hearted person that is, that's why I love doing the show with him, because he's a real guy that really wants to help. And so please, if you have some problems, if you have some questions about your life, about your future, about what's the one we did, is there going to be love in my life? That's one, of my commercials parts,
you know,
I
asked. That's an interesting question. Mercedes, there's always love in our lives. It's how we affect it.
I find love?
The whole thing is, Mercedes, love has to find you.
Right.
You can't find it. It has to find you, and it starts with wanting it. It starts by forming an image in your mind of someone that's compatible with you, someone who cares about you, someone that can grow with you. No one's going to get along all the time in a relationship, but we don't have to get angry. We don't have to control people. We don't have to tell them what to do. What we need to do is communicate. One speaks, one listens. And if it's said in a nice, gentle, kind manner without sarcasm or bitterness, people are going to listen to that sincerity and they're going to think. Once you get into the thinking process, then that's when the reading really kicks in. Now, sometimes when I do a reading, it'll come out almost immediately, or I will give you a time period. I expect it to happen. No one's 100% accurate. I don't care what they say. We are human beings. And we are fallible, but I am, I would say around the 90 percentile plus side, because you always have to know that, you know, there is margin for error as human beings, but a good counselor practices, and I do the cards every day, even despite my other work and the type of things I do. And like you, I'm a musician, and a lot of your feelings come through your music and your guitar and your voice and your songwriting. Just like I get information about a person's life.
Right. And that's exactly how we met, actually, with me performing, and you came up luckily one day and handed me your card about being a piano player.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, we have been friends. I don't know how many years it's been, but you have helped me personally. I will tell people, Jim Hecker has been one of the most instrumental people in helping me to survive an abusive relationship, even though I didn't listen to him like I should have years ago. But he was always trying to help me and showing me things that I needed to see. And so I have seen him help numerous, numerous people. Jimmy, why don't you give out your home phone number, just in case people are a little bit shy about calling and telling everything on the Internet? Why don't we do that, too?
Okay. If someone would like some information about a personal appointment, which I do phone readings all over the world, it is 520-301-1698. One more time, 520-301-1698. Now I'll tell you how I got going in this career a little bit.
Okay, it's very interesting.
When I moved to New Orleans many years ago.
Oh, I think we got a call. If we have a call, go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Hi. Good evening. I just wanted to get a quick reading on what you see happening for me this year.
What's your name?
My name's Jim. I'm calling from Florida, and my birth date is June 8th, 1965.
Okay. So you are a June is Cancer, isn't it?
Gemini.
Gemini. Okay, I'm not an astrologer, I'm a psychic, but I like astrology. Okay?
What color is your hair and eye color?
I'm sorry, say again?
Your hair and eye color?
Brown and brown.
Okay.
Calling from Florida. Nice weather down there now, just like in Tucson. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Jim.
Oh, you're welcome. I love the shows on this station, and and it sounds like you have a really interesting guest.
Thank
okay.
you. I try. They help me. That's how come I put them on here.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Sometimes you're overly patient. That's the first thing I'm picking up in your personality. And when a major decision or any decision that's going to alter your path comes across you, you may spend a little more time than necessary. Okay? And we can sometimes lose opportunity by that. very personable individual. You should have no problem attracting people around you. You are a good listener. You have a good heart, which tells me you're sensitive. And those are all the ingredients for psychic ability, okay, or intuitive ability. But you may be feeling stuck at this period in your time. The reason I'm saying that is in the reading, I'm going to try to give you a picture of what I'm seeing with the cards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm seeing a figurine of a king, and he's holding a cup in his hand. That shows me the softer side of your being. Next to that is visualize an angel with two vats of water pouring back and forth like someone mixing a drink, okay? And that means decision process. Where is my finances going? Where is my career going? What is my family situation doing? Am I being stressed out? Those type of areas, okay? You may be interested in moving or possibly renovation within the home, or property investment seems to be coming up in your life probably within the next 6 months. Write that down, okay? Is there a woman you're assisting in your family right now who's worried about medical issues?
No, not really.
Okay, don't be surprised if you get news.
Okay.
Okay. Again, I'm looking at a one-season factor, which is 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Financially, if you use all your talents and all your resources and all, in not just one career direction, but many different talents, okay, you could see a profit margin better than you've seen before.
What was the main question he was asking about finances?
No, he was just asking about his life. I would prefer a direct question to get as many callers in, but I can do it either way. It doesn't matter
okay.
to me. Okay, it doesn't matter to me. All in all, on the financial side, although the first 3 months may be tenuous for you, I do see it turning around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a new career direction definitely being unfolded for you. I would avoid excessive drinking or anything to do with too much people who are partying around you, that type of thing, because it's not a good influence.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's destructive to your psyche if you get into a pattern of that. And let me ask you a question, Jim, because it's coming up in the reading. Are you attracted to strong, strong women?
Say again?
Are you attracted to not only mentally strong, but physically and, well, even in their feminine aspect, strong women, not a saucy type woman, but a strong woman.
Yeah, that would be, yes, this would be true.
Okay, I do see that influence surrounding you. It may perplex you at times. Don't let your emotional side drag you out of your financial direction. The best way to get a goal is to focus, okay? So I do see a period that you have been going through, feeling a little stagnant, but the breakout should happen around springtime, and that's what I see coming up for you.
Okay, that's good, because I just feel like I'm just literally stuck, and I think you used that word.
Well, the hanging man is in the reading. Visualize, I guess, a figurine from the time of King Arthur hanging by his foot upside down between two trees. And this literally tells me in the psyche or what your thoughts are or what your ambitions are, they're on hold, they're stuck, you just haven't moved to the next level, okay?
Okay.
You know, and sometimes we just have to kind of, Jim, you don't think, kind of tread water day to day and just, you know, and then eventually we get there, but if you try to stay positive, you know?
No, I agree with the staying positive, treading water. It depends on how strong your faith is, okay?
Yeah.
If you really, truly believe you can do something, when you know you are succeeding is when the doors fly open and things start coming. That's when you know the breakthrough is there. But if you approach it cautiously like treading water, it may not come as quickly. But I do believe you got to have the ambition, yes.
Okay.
Do you have any more on your personal life that you want to talk about?
Let's get another caller, Mercedes, or we can talk about...
Well, when I hear a beep, I will.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do a one-hour reading either. I'd rather talk about what metaphysics is about. Okay?
Well, I just want to see if you had another question about a woman. I'm picking up something about a woman. Is there a woman in your life?
Hello?
Did we lose you?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling. I'm glad that you could help him, Jimmy.
Okay, Okay, well, I'm giving short readings tonight, Mercedes.
Okay.
I'll be glad to talk about anything else because I do this professionally.
Okay.
But I'll be glad to give short readings, okay?
Okay,
when I got started in this business, or how I got wrote up in the top 100, is that I relocated to New Orleans, actually the home of my mother, okay? And I've been going back and forth there for many, many years since I was a child. There's a big stigma about Marie Laveau or witchcraft or slaves coming over from Haiti back in the late 1700s, 1800s. And that's not what it's all about at all. It's a highly psychic town, and astrologically it's Scorpio. And that is a high energy psychic town. I moved down there and I began doing readings professionally. And I was doing a reading for myself one night and said, go out tonight and you're going to meet two men that are going to change your life. And I said, oh yeah, right. Two men are going to change my life. Well, sure enough, I got in my car and I ended up on the Greater New Orleans Bridge, and I went to the West Bank of New Orleans, and I was wandering around, and I ended up in this little diner. They had a bar in there, and I went in there and ordered a cocktail. I was off duty, and sure enough, two men walked into the room, Mercedes, and literally walked right up to me. One was on the New Orleans Police Department, who had a radio program. The other one was a public defender. And they were just, you gotta know the New Orleans people, okay? They are just very happy, and I hear your phone beeping, okay?
Okay, yeah, I think I heard something too. If we have another caller, go ahead and speak.
Hi, this is Jackie calling.
Hi, what was your name again?
Jackie.
Jackie. Hi, Jackie. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Do you have a question for Mr. Jim Hecker?
Well, you're doing tarot spreads?
Yes, I am. I'm using what is called the Oswald Wirth deck, which is written in French and Hebrew. And I've studied Kabbalah most of my life, and it's a very highly psychic deck. It's not for the average person who is learning how to do the tarot. It's an advanced deck. And I'm very comfortable with it. And to tell you the truth, I've never really purchased the deck in my life. They were always given to me. And there's an old adage about that. When someone hands you a tarot deck, they are passing the gift of prophecy to you. You see?
Wow, cool.
Jackie,
wow.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a little town called Mariposa, California, which
okay.
is outside of Yosemite in the Sierra Nevadas.
Oh, what a pretty country that is. And what is your hair color and eye color?
My hair color is brown and my eyes are hazel.
Okay, do you have a question for me?
Well, I don't really have a question. I just...
Okay, I'm not really doing open
me.
Readings tonight. That's what I do full-time professionally is I sit down for a whole hour and I start with an open reading, then I go into more of what is interrelating with you. And we want to talk to as many people as possible. So if you have a question about your personal life, your health, or your career, anything like that, your family.
I'm living in a new home.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's an extremely special home.
Great.
And I'm wondering if you can tell whether there's anything special going on with it, as my intuition says.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are there spirits in the house?
Could be. it's on American Indian land.
Mm-hmm.
It has a stream through it.
I'm on American Indian land right now at the Saguaro National Park, which is in the foothills of the Tucson Mountains.
Yeah,
okay.
Indian land is very, most of it is very spiritual.
And I have seen many Indian spirits around here. Yes, you do have visitors. And I think spirits are wonderful because they're our guides, they're our helpers, and people should not fear the unknown. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And although they may get a little noisy sometimes, I had a spirit in a home once in North Carolina that liked to rattle cabinets and slam toilet seats. But there was a reason for that. She had suffered a very violent death, okay, and a very troubled spirit. But what you have is the sun in your reading, and when I see the sun, it's a warm, protective feeling in the house, okay? And I can see that you are excited, and you're looking at changes, and there's two rooms in particular you got your eye on right now that you want to renovate or do special things with. Don't go overboard, because sometimes you tend to spend more than you really have, okay? Be careful about that, because I know you have a new home. You got a whole new beginning in your life. You're very excited. It looks like personally your personal relationship is on keel.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of travel coming up. I'm seeing a mate in your life. Does your husband travel, or a special person in your life travel a lot around you right now?
No, but I want to travel. I have an urge to travel.
Okay.
Myself.
Actually, that will happen, and you may have male accompaniment, okay, or a group around you.
Uh-huh.
So we are in the ballpark. We're not over the home run plate yet, okay?
Yeah.
Very personable. I see many, many people around you. You're very kind. You like to make people feel comfortable. You like to make them feel at ease. You're a romantic. You must be an avid reader. You seek relationship, but what does it tell me in the reading? I'm going very quickly, and I know this is Mercedes' show. We need to hear more from her. Okay.
Don't worry about me.
Okay, sweetheart. You've got two past relationships, and this is common, what I've seen in the readings before, that have been damaging. Okay? And when that happens, the trust factor in our life goes down. And we want, a part of us says, God, I wish I had someone that understood me, that loved me, just adores me, knows when to leave me alone, knows when to come close, can read my thoughts. It's just a prince, you know what I mean? But yet, when we're damaged from a relationship in the past, we sometimes will fool ourselves to believing other people are the same way as what we experienced. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that
happen to you, or have you had some past bad relationships?
I've had some betrayals.
I'm picking up two specifically, Mercedes, not just all the guys she's been with, but two specifically. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm zeroing in on. And very radical breakups, and like she used the correct term, betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And how does betrayal happen? It's because people lie, or they don't tell you the truth, or they are deceptive, or they're cheating, all kinds of factors. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Or they pretend to care about you and don't.
So what you did was you focused on career, and you're starting to make a good success of it, so I would continue very much in that path, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any legal stuff around you right now that's not totally clear with the house or anything personal? Because I see you dealing with attorneys. I'm not saying it's bad, but I do see the legal field around you, okay?
No, yeah, okay.
And how would you, this is what a psychic does. We look at the future, okay?
This should be in the next three to 6 months, too, right?
This is a little closer. You see, the Justice card came up in her reading, and the Justice card represents to me the legal field, sometimes the military, law enforcement, things of that nature. But that's on the mundane level, or the earth level. On a spiritual level, she's seeking balance within a relationship, and her thoughts are turning towards making a try at it again. But we have talked about these two betrayals. That could be a roadblock for her unless she understands how to release it. And I don't mean to be talking in third person to you, dear, okay? Okay. And very happy you have this wonderful home. I know you're happy about that. And it's something you deserved, and you manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can manifest love, too, just like you manifested that house.
And don't be afraid of the spirit. Spirits are beautiful. Like, if you light candles, they come to you. You can talk to them, and
especially
I'm learning all this the last year and a half. So I, you know, it's all kind of new to me too. But I found these wonderful things in spirituality. It's beautiful.
And what do spirits do? They teach us, either on the conscious or subconscious level, or through our dream state.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of metaphysical wonderment for you, or you're growing spiritually, and that's very good for you. In California, I love California myself. I have lots of family there. I was living there for the past 6 months, and it's a different energy, and it's progressive. He had a few earthquakes, if you remember that. And but the people on the West Coast, they seem to be more enlightened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
and a lot of times when you do spirits start coming together, it does mean you're getting on a higher spiritual level yourself, don't you think, Jimmy?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all mind, body, spirit. And the spirit, you know, if you believe like I do believe in reincarnation. I do believe that we're taught through the practical religious practices or religion itself that there is everlasting life. So I put two and two together. Everlasting life must be rebirth. So we come as
right.
a baby, and we die. Then we come as a baby, then we die. And you always recognize the individual because their eyes will always be the same person. The same feeling.
Life's mystery. Magic.
So it was a very interesting question you poised, and yes, you do have some visitors there, and I would welcome them, and I would feel relaxed and comfortable. No threat at all.
My brother...
I
was saying my brother passed away in October. He was only 59.
Mm-hmm.
And the day before, the afternoon before he passed away, I was holding his hand, and he said, and he wasn't a very spiritual man, you know, I mean, outwardly,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he was inside, I know, but he said, he didn't say any very many words, he was so filled with pain medicine, but he said the word, he came out of his stupor and said the word eternity. Like he had been on the other side for a while and came back to kind of report. And then
right.
he said, I'm passing soon. He said that.
Yeah, it's actually a peaceful thing and just harder for those on this side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think
I'm sorry about the loss of your brother and, I've lost loved ones recently myself, so I know what you're going through, but you know, death can be as joyful as life. You know what I mean? And especially, death can be as joyful as life because, like he was in excruciating pain, he's not in pain anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. We really don't have all the answers what's in the great beyond, but I do know there is another plane and there's another one after that. This is a great big universe. And you'd have to be... I don't know what type of person to believe that the planet Earth is the only living thing in this great vast sea of universe. It's to me, it's just not logical, okay? And according to people in other belief systems, the divine creator is for all worlds, not just ours.
Right.
Sure.
So he may come back as a guide to you or a teacher or just a comforter.
Well, my dad had a dream two nights later, and my brother, because my dad was very upset, of course, and my brother was floating by and waving his hand and said, "Hey, Dad, don't be sad because I'm very happy."
Yeah, those are all real things.
My dad said, and I know it wasn't a dream. I know it was Bob, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were all very comforted by that.
Well, then he had a visitation.
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing this beautiful story with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And about your house. I love to have things like that on the show to show people that you don't have to be afraid of these things, that they're truly beautiful and real, and that they really, they're not scary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for calling.
No.
I welcome them, and I thank you for acknowledging them.
And next week, we have another, actually, this is like Psychic Week. I have Lynn Gardner, who is another incredible friend of mine. That's a psychic that, like Jimmy, she's all over the world, you know. So you might want to call back and ask her some more questions.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you for the invitation.
She's wonderful, too. I just love my psychic friends.
Yeah, I do, too. Thank you so much.
And in a few minutes, I'm going to give Jimmy's phone number, and we'll give his email again, okay? So be sure to have a pen in case you want to get a larger reading with him.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For calling.
Bye. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, she was so wonderful, wasn't she?
Very nice.
Okay.
That's what I love about my job, Mercedes. I
know.
I just meet incredible people from all walks of life. And to be a good psychic, you have to have no prejudice, no matter who you're dealing with or what culture or what creed or what religion or what race. There is, to me, we're all human beings.
You have to be really open. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give out your number again so she can call you and get a, or whoever can
okay,
call
that'd
and get
be
a
fine.
Larger 520-301-1698. That's 520-301-1698. And Jim's email is jsecker@msn.com. And Jim said that all you have to do is actually put in his name and it'll pull up psychics and you can go to him through there too. And I want to take a few minutes and give out the toll-free numbers again in case you have any more questions and you missed it. Toll-free for USA only is 877-876-5227. Worldwide is 888-815-9756. We have about 15 more minutes left, so please feel free to call.
I'd love to hear one of your songs, Mercedes.
I wanted to tell people that any of the songs that you hear are written by me, and like the first one is called The Angel, which all these are actually going to be on CDs, and so if you go to my website, MercedesLucky.com,
Do you have Flying Solo? That's one of my favorites.
Flying Solo, actually it has Jimmy's name in it. It's like, hey, Jimmy, wanna go with me, yeah. Oh, Jimmy, wanna go with me, yeah. Hey, Jimmy, wanna go with me to L.A. That's going to be the name of the CD, Flying Solo. I wish I played the piano and just came up with this. Whoop, here we got another caller. So we'll talk more about that. Go ahead and come on, caller.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy, my favorite Wizard of Oz name.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Dorothy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. And here's Jim to talk to you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. How are you?
And I'm fine, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I used to spend a lot of time on the Gulf Coast. I love Diamond Head.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's south, though.
I used to go there all the time. It's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, what is your hair color and eye color? That's how I deal, and that's how I do my readings. I have to get a focal point. I will literally picture you in my third eye.
Okay. I'm like an auburn red, and my eyes are blue.
Well, that sounds hot.
He likes redheads. His mother was a beautiful redhead.
Oh, I liked them, but I never went out with one. I just
they're too fiery.
Yeah, they were fiery. Yeah.
Not all of us. We're not all like that.
Well, my dear departed lovely mother was.
Well, it's strange. Okay. I get people that either don't like me or love me because of my red hair. So I can go plays.
Do you have a question, a specific question for Jim?
Yes, I'm wondering about my finances. They're kind of up in the air right now, not doing too good. I'm just hoping,
A very typical question that I get is people are concerned about their livelihood and what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, to begin the reading, we have to wait to see what the new administration is going to do. Everything seems to be put on hold. Everybody's afraid to spend right now. We're hearing tons of negative news on national news. I wish they would divide the news up and put half negative and half positive, at least get a balance going. But they seem to enjoy the negative, okay?
Yeah.
The problem is you're losing your confidence a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
And you've been going through this hand-to-mouth thing for a year and a half from what I'm seeing in the reading.
Mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an immediate need for $1,000. I guess we all could use that right now, but that may be an amount that you have in your mind that you are zeroing in on, because I'm getting it in my mind right now, okay?
Okay.
And your home, what am I going to do about my home? You a little worried about that?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
$1,000 could sure help the home.
Oh yeah, and more than $1,000 would.
Yeah, more like $10,000, Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get into the finances, are you avoiding a relationship or someone pursuing you right now?
Yes.
Oh boy, we're hitting on her, aren't we, Mercedes?
I'm telling you, he hits on everything right.
Okay, is this man being chaotic to you right now?
Yes.
And it's taking you off your focus, isn't it?
Yes.
That's part of the problem. Let's talk about that for a moment. Mercedes can certainly relate to it. My friend Mercedes. Folks, you have to get my physical description of Mercedes, okay? I once did a television show in Tucson, and I still have my show actively. And it was a dress-up show. It was like a costume show. She came as Marilyn Monroe. And let me tell you, folks, she looked like Marilyn Monroe. And it was just phenomenal. And I said, my goodness. And then when I visited Mercedes at her home, lo and behold, there were lots of books on Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I was an impersonator. I impersonated her. So I have a little of that look, but Jimmy,
I want to let you know that Mercedes is a very talented, beautiful, very sensitive woman. I'm proud to know her. Okay, getting back to the reading, what is this guy doing, and why is he doing it?
Well, he's been my husband for the last 19 years, and he's done a lot of lying and deceiving, and
he's an angry person.
Yes, very, always.
And he lives in this whirlwind of anger, and it's like a tea kettle, always on a low burn, ready for bubbles. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Very reactionary.
Yes.
He's been lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering if there's infidelity?
Oh, I know there is.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to tolerate it?
No, I'm done with it.
But he's not done with you.
Possibly, but I've already made a decision, so I'm pretty much going to go down that road anyway.
Okay. Well, expect a lot of resistance towards your decision.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay. And I think you hit the nail on the head. When there's that kind of emotional disruption within your life and that kind of consistency where you just cannot give it a chance. I mean, because I do believe that everyone deserves a second chance if they're contrite and they're sincere, but in this case, no. He wants his cake and eat it too. It's very obvious to me.
Right.
Okay.
That's
right. And
they're done
that.
Right. And he does not honor women.
No.
He uses them as sexual objects. To be honest with you. Okay.
Yep.
Either visually or in practicality.
Absolutely.
And for a while, he tried to control finances. I see that too.
Yes. Yes, that's why
and
we're
and
in
every direction, and not making you feel equal. So you've made your decision to split. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And but you're not quite through it.
No, not yet. I'm getting ready to start it probably this week.
Okay. I'm seeing a symbol in the reading called the Tower, and the Tower is very chaotic.
Yeah.
Okay. And the attitude is, if I'm going down, you're going to get a seat on the Titanic with me.
Okay.
You see what I'm talking about? So don't think just because you made a decision, although it's the right one for you, that it's okay. Do you agree with me? We need to split. Okay, I'll see you next lifetime. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
This man has stalking abilities. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he will follow you, and he wants to know if you're cheating, and he wants to know if there's men interested in you, and it's just be on your guard and just protect yourself. And I don't see any harm coming to you, but I see a lot of mental aggravation.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do the restraining order thing.
Well, no, we don't want to go there yet. Okay, that's the last resort, is to put a restraining order on someone. What I'm doing is warning her of his future patterns.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We always handle a problem with love. We don't go straight to the negative. We want to.
Right, and that's what I'm hoping to do. Mm-hmm. That's really my intention with all of this.
Right. It only becomes necessary when usually a relationship becomes violent that you have to restrain someone. Okay. Then, but I just don't see him going away. He doesn't want to go away.
Hmm.
Okay. And it's an obsession.
Okay. Well, I'll watch for that. Then.
What's she going to do?
Well, she's doing the right thing. She decided that this marriage is not what she wanted. It's not the deal she made. It's not the equality and the respect she demands. But yet, it toughened her up. You're a lot harder in your decision process than you were, say, 15 years ago. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you said enough is enough.
Right.
And once you do deal with this situation, then your feelings of oppression will go away, and then you can focus on your finances. And that's coming for you. But I have to warn you, this guy will not let go easily. He will get in his car and follow you around.
Okay.
Okay?
So she kind of has to go through this healing thing to get through to the financial.
The best way to deal
stages.
With him
okay.
is not to communicate with him. Or say to him when he gets angry, I'll be glad to discuss anything with you when you're calm and reasonable, because right now no one's going to get anything accomplished.
That's right.
You know my feelings, you know how I feel, and you know why I feel this way. So that's my decision, okay? And you have to hold firm, or he will try to manipulate you into giving him another chance where he really doesn't deserve it.
Please listen to Jimmy. I did not do what he told me to do, and it was a huge mess.
Yeah, see, that's what I've been up and down with it, and I'm just to the point where there's...
Really, he really takes his word on this, trust me.
Okay. I will.
And thank you, Dorothy, for calling. And we're gonna have Jim on again. It looks like maybe if he'll allow us to, maybe in March.
Okay.
We can post it. And all you have to do is, let's give out his number one more time, Dorothy, just in case. It's 520-301-1698 if you want to speak to him, you know, more about this. It sounds like you got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, you probably do.
And Jimmy's the best, especially in that type of thing. Like I'm telling you, if I would have listened to him 4 years ago, it would have saved me a lot of really bad things.
Well, sometimes, Mercedes, we just have to go through the full experience to fully appreciate everything.
Yeah, you know, I can't take it all back, but it's changed me into a person that wants to help other people and get them out of these horrible abusive relationships quicker and easier than it took me. So thank you, Jimmy, for helping and saying those words to people like Dorothy.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. I was just in your part of the country. I was in New Orleans a few months ago, and more like 6 months ago. And I have a pretty good clientele down there, and not too far from Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, you've been charming. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate
Dorothy,
it so much.
And blessings to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, we're getting some really sweet
calls. Mercedes, I'm very pleased to see that CST is going forward. You had a show here in Tucson, which was also on the internet and local. And but I believe that you're definitely reaching a much wider audience right now.
And that
means success for you coming, so keep up the good work, okay?
Well, thank you, Jimmy. And, you know, if I thought my radio biz was over after a while, and then you asked me to work on your show, and then, boom, I got another show, and then now this, you know, and it's all, you know, by people like yourself that have helped me and helped me to realize that all the things you just mentioned, and that's what I just want to do is just help people and bring on the people that help me. And, of course, you were one of You're one of my greatest friends, and an excellent piano player, by the way.
Well, I was going to say that. I really enjoyed the time when we did those thousands of hours of rehearsal.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun because music is very metaphysical.
It is. One of these days, maybe when we're here, we could just record. We could record a piano CD. We worked on a lot because I've got two new CDs coming out. I found somebody to make the new CD covers, and the stuff is all done. And Jimmy, I don't know if you know this, but I'm so proud. I want to say thank you to AdVision Outdoor, because here in Tucson, I've got two posters or two billboards out now for Team CST and BBS Radio, which are just, they just donated one. I got one, and you know, it's all about helping people, and I want to thank them.
Well, see,
and
the blessings are flowing.
Isn't that? Did you see it yet when you drove by? It's so cool. Also, you can find, if you go to bbs.com and go to Tuesday night at 7, if you hook on to Connecting Spirit Together, it will take you to my little website, which you can find out more information about different things about, you know, me, the show, people that are coming on. It also has my MySpace information, which talks about, you know, everybody. And it, all the things that have gone through and all the help I've gotten. And also there's MercedesLucky.com, which is the website. Now, we're going to give out Jimmy's telephone one more time, 520-301-1698, and that is his personal phone. Please give him a call if you're having any problems.
Right, and although I haven't used the internet as much as I should, although I do answer my email, they can email me at jfhecker@msn.com, and I'll be glad to give information to anyone who would like a full session with me.
I think and you always give them what is it, a tape back?
No, I don't
something. Always
do that. No.
When I'm doing a phone
conversation, you have to have a setup where you can record it, and
I don't on my
phone right now.
And you know, as I'm looking at my site here, I see that you can actually call in and you can leave little blocks of things if you like the show. So, you know, feel free to give us feedback on the things that you like. It's really neat. BBS Radio is number one, man. I love BBS Radio. I'm so thrilled. I want to tell you that next week we've got Lynn Gardner, who I was just talking about, and this is another cool one on the 17th. His name's Richard Chamberlain. He's from ILA, which is the Moonlight Collector here in Tucson, which heals so many people. It's condensed moonlight. It is fascinating. I've been twice. I love it. It's amazing. And then a personal friend of Jimmy and I, Stephen Swidler, will be on the 24th, and he is Tucson's renowned holistic dentist. We'll be talking about a great number of things. So this is going to be a really fab month. And hopefully, Jim, you'll come back in March. Will you do that for me?
Well, I always have a phone wherever I go, so
that's
sure.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Jimmy. You know I love you, and thank you so much for doing this show. We're going to have to say goodbye.
Best of luck to CST, and I want to thank the callers personally for sharing.
I know. Thank you, callers. Thank you so much. And now we're going to end this show with one of my songs. And you can always find those on my website, MercedesLucky.com. Thank you.
Baby, I swear I don't know you anymore. Standing like a stranger at my door. Once you would offer me your warm protection from the cold at night. There's been a change of direction. I can't seem to find your love, baby. Just don't know you anymore. Whoa, 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 baby. Just don't know you.
that's just a wall of silence.